From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Gary Cohn, President Trump's top economic advisor, is resigning. He's a supporter of free trade, which has put him at odds with others in the White House. But on other issues like tax cuts, he was a key player. For more on what his departure means for White House economic policy moving forward, we have Doug Holtz-Aiken. He's president of the American Action Forum. He's also the former chief economist for President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Gary Cohn has been a major figure in the administration's attempts to pass tax cuts. He's also been pushing deregulation of Wall Street. What might a shakeup like this do to the president's economic agenda in general?
I think it'll have two major implications. The first is that it was Mr. Cohn's job to run the process, to organize the input from the Department of Labor, the Department of Commerce, the Treasury Department into the West Wing and up to the president. And finding someone who commands the respect and can run that process is a challenging job. The second is that person will also have a point of view, and that point of view will matter to the president. And Mr. Cohn's point of view clashed, quite frankly, with some of the other advisors, and it'll be interesting to see if the president looks for a more harmonious team or continues to like the clash.
Gary Cohn, he is a big supporter of free trade. He's basically been in a wrestling match with other advisors for the president's ear on the issue. And it looks like recently he's lost that fight. So without that voice in the administration pushing back against things like tariffs on aluminum and steel, which have upset so many of our allies, where is trade policy going to go from here?
Well, first, I think there are interesting parallels between this episode and my experience in the White House of George W. Bush. And in that White House in 2001-2002, he elected to impose steel tariffs, a decision in which many of his economic advisors strongly objected to. And we didn't see the same kinds of resignations because there was a belief that the process had been fair, that the economic team had been able to say its piece and ultimately was unable to convince the president. I think Mr. Cohn understands that the policy's quite wrongheaded. He knows that the WTO is going to reverse it. We're going to suffer some costs and get no real benefit. But I don't think he feels the process was fair. And I think that's the big difference.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken, president of the American Action Forum and former chief economist for President George W. Bush. Thanks so much.
Thank you.